Okay, we are starting Bezrat Hashem, the ninth perek, last perek of Maseches Gittin. Here it goes. Says the Mishnah, Megarashes Ishto, someone who divorces his wife, Va'omer la hare at muteres l'chol adam, ela l'ploni. He tells her, you are hereby mutter to marry any man in the world. I'm going to translate this next word loosely, as we all know from the Gemara, except for ploni. Okay, we'll see exactly if that's what the word means. But ela l'ploni. So that's the case. What's the halacha? Rabbi Lezer Matir. Rabbi Lezer says, that's fine. It's a good get. V'chachamim oyesun chachamim aser. Ketzad yaseh. So how should you do it? In other words, how should you fix it? Clearly, the Pashup Shat, this Mishnah is, the Mishnah is now asking, l'fishet is chachamim. According to Rabbi Lezer, everything's fine. According to chachamim, now you want to fix it up. What do you do? Yitlenu heimena. V'yachser v'itnenola. He should take it back from her and then give it to her again. The Yom Lo Harei Mitares L'Chol Adam says, okay, here you Mitares L'Chol Adam, without now that exclusionary clause of El Aploni, everything's good. However, Kasu B'Soicha, if he wrote this inside of the get, he wrote in the get this Lashon of El Aploni, Afal Pisha Chazur Machko Pasul, even if afterwards he erases it, it's going to be Pasul. So fixing things up is only going to work verbally, if there was a verbal statement, and then he fixes it up, it's good. But if it was written, you're not going to be able to fix it up again. Interesting diak here in the Mishnah, is the Mishnah says, okay, how do you fix it up? You give it, take it back, give it to her again. And what do you have to tell her? An interesting phrase. Now, we've had this case many times in the Masechta. You never have to say, you just say, why all of a sudden over here do you have to say, just say, the first thing was bad. So give it to her, take it back, give it to her again, and say, like we just had on the test. We spoke about it, right?
His first words.
Oh, so the Rambam Taka learns that it's Lav Dafka. But the Ritva learns that, you know, since you had that bad stipulation the first time, here it's worse, it's more severe than a regular case, and in order for it to be good, even the second time around, you have to say, Harei Amuteres L'Chol Adam.
Interesting deal. They took the Dibor, if you go like that.
Wait, what is to be told? When you're saying it the second time?
Yeah. Like you have to take it back and give it again.
Ah, you're saying like Toys at the beginning of the Masechta. By Befani Nechta, it has to be told the Dibor. That's interesting. Okay, here. I'm not sure because we had him in the last Mishnah. We had two Mishnahs ago, right at the end of the eighth parak. We had where you could do it improperly the first time and then just say it with Teres L'Chol Adam, and then say
it afterwards. But that's on the side that it's a nothing. You didn't actually.
I hear. Okay. Yesh Lodin. You're saying even more. You're saying, I don't know. You have to. I'm not sure. But I hear the side that you're saying. I'll call upon him. This is the Mishnah, the Machlekes, and that's a nice diak from the Ritva. Says the Gemara. Ibailu. They had a question in the base midrash. Hi, Ella. This word Ella, which we loosely translated as accept, does it mean chutzu? Does it mean accept? Oh, almanasu, it doesn't really mean a tnai. So it's another way of saying, harei muteres l'chol adam, almanas, right, with the tnai that you don't marry Bob. So the Gemara explains, chutzu uva chutzu depligi. If you're going to say that it's chutz, so then it will come out that the machlekes here, where the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Lazar, is only when you use a more stringent term of chutz. When you're saying except, and then you're clearly signifying that this is not a full gerushin, right? So then the Rabbanan say it's not going to work. That's when the Rabbanan argue with Pliga Rabbanan Aleh, but Rabbi Lazar. That's when the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Lazar. So again, if you can say chutzu, uva chutzu the Pliga Rabbanan Aleh, Rabbi Lazar, then the Rabbanan are going to argue why. The Shaila beget, because it's called a Shir beget. You're withholding something for the get. A get has to be severing. And here you're withholding something. You're letting her go, but you're holding something back. She can't do whatever she wants. So if that's the way to learn the Mishnah, that would come out. Aval ba'almanas, modile, the Rabbanu would agree to Rileza by almanas that it works, even though she can't marry Ploni. Midi dahava, kol tanai d'alma, just like every type of tanai, right? Just like a tanai, it works. Here, it would work as well. That's one way to learn. Udilma almanasu, or maybe it's almanas. And then it comes out the other way. If the whole machlekes is by almanas, which is a lighter term, so then it would come out that only over there do we find that Rabbi Lezer argues under Rabbanan and is mekel. Right over there it'll be mekel. If they add on the side with the tsunim here, media to have a kol tanai d'mal, just like tanai normally works. But if you use more of a lashon of severance, excuse me, of holding back the krisus of shiur. So then, moda the hashir lebeget. Then he might agree. Then he would be moda the shir lebeget. Now, stamais basic oral. You guys thought of it also. I saw the machorim dealing with this. Why does the gemara? Why does that have to be either or? A lot of times, if a machlekes, it could be arguing about two things. Why is the gemara's assumption that they're arguing only by one, in either way we say it. It's got to be either they're arguing about chutz or they're arguing about adam. Maybe they're arguing about both. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Gemara says for now.
What do they say?
There's a big issue. Uh-huh. Another interesting ha'ara. Another interesting ha'ara. It's very interesting that if you learn that it's chutz, as the Pnei Yeshua asks, if you learn that it's chutz, that the whole machlekes is by chutz, but that by almanas, the Rabbanim would agree to Rabbi Lezer, so then that's a shtikal ha'ara on the end of the Mishnah. It's the shmak ha'ara here. Because the Mishnah says, so what are you going to do if you messed it up, right? Chutz, you messed it up. So the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Yasa, so how do you fix it up? And what's the example of the Mishnah? Okay, give it again and leave out the whole thing. Just say, Rebbe, there's the cholata. Why? If they're only arguing about chutz, you could keep your tanai, just say the right lashon, say tanai. This guy obviously is trying to say, I don't want you to marry Bob. So just fix it up. Instead of saying chutz, say almanas. Lefi the mandar, lefi this tzadet, it's chutz. So the Mishnah should have said a much better case. Okay, so some say that maybe taka wouldn't work like that, just since you similar to what we said before. Maybe if you already messed it up the chatchila, maybe it's harder to. Okay, it's a big issue, but it's a nice aura. How to read that into the Mishnah? I'll call upon him. These are the two ways of learning pshat in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to bring a raya. Omar, Ravina says we have a raya toshma. Kolabatim metamim v'negoyim. So the halacha is that all batim are matami ben agoyim. Ella shall ovdei kochavim. Okay, so this is a Mishnah in Negoim. So the Mishnah tells us that all of the batim are matami ben agoyim. Ella, again, that word, which is translated loosely again as except, but we don't know exactly what it means yet, shall ovdei kochavim. So iyamris bishalma chutzu, if you're going to say that it actually means chutz, the way we explained it, it's except. So all batim are makabel tum except for ovdei kochavim. So then shapir, then I understand, and it's good, right? That sentence reads very nicely. All houses are matabim ben goyim with the exclusion of ovdei kochavim. Eliyamas almanasu, but if you're going to say it's almanas, then what would that even mean, almanas? All of the batim are matabim ben goyim, ella, on the condition that ovdei kochavim, we don't even know here, on the condition of ovdei kochavim what? Right? On the condition that ovdei kochavim, I mean, our Mishnah was a little easier, right? You can marry your materas l'chadim on the condition that you don't marry this guy. Here it's on the condition that ovdei kochavim what? So the Gemara is going to say it means that ovdei kochavim are not matamei. That would be the almanas. The Gemara says if that's going to be the pshat, so let's see how it works. Eliyamas almanasu, so almanas delo matamei bate ovdei kochavim hu de matamei basis bate Yisrael ha matamei bate ovdei kochavim lo matamei bate Yisrael. So you're going to tell me that the din of Tumas Batim, Tumas Negoyim on Bate Yisrael is only true in as much Avivite that you're not going to have a din Tuma by the Goyim. Right? That means if in a case where you would find that it's Matami by the Goyim, then it wouldn't be Matami Yisrael? Obviously not. The din Tumas Negoyim is not. It's din Tumas Negoyim on Bate Yisrael. It's not contingent upon anything going on by the Goyim. That's number one. But oh, Stamazoy, the Gemara says maybe a more basic question. Bate Yisrael Gochavim, mi Matami. Bate Yisrael cannot become Tami. So how could you make sense that you're making a Tanai that Bate Yisrael will become Tami as long as the Bate Yisrael are not becoming Tami? They can't become Tami. So we don't need to make a Tanai for them. The Gemara makes it right. Batanya. What?
How do we know that?
Batanya. V'nasatin against Eretz Achuzaschem. Eretz Achuzaschem v'tami v'negoyim. V'im Bate Yisrael v'tami v'negoyim.
Why don't you say that first?
We're speaking out the diuk. We're saying, if you're going to tell me that it's a Tanai, so if you're telling me it's a Tanai, you're implying that it could happen. So we're saying, but it can happen. And here's the raya. That's Lashon HaGemara. It is with the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, this cannot happen. The implication of your statement is that it could happen. In fact, the Gemara, it can happen, as we see from the Brisa. Lashon HaPasuk is Eretz Achuzaschem. So therefore, that clearly can't be the Pshat. Because Shteitin Pasuk, Eretz Achuzaschem, Metam Menagoyim, Ve'ein Batei Ovdei Gochav, Metam Menagoyim. And therefore, since we have no viable pshat in the Mishnah and the Goyim to say that Ella is almanas, we therefore conclude Ella shma mino, chutzu shma mino. So it must be that it's the pshat is chutz. Okay, it's interesting. The first Tosfos here in the Perek has an interesting discussion when we talk about almanas. And he's going in the first out of the Gemara that it'll be almanas. The Chachamim would agree, which is the way we're concluding here. The Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Lezer when it's almanas, says Tosfos that l'chayra, ostensibly, that would only be true if the amanas is shalotinasi, but they would be allowed to, she would be allowed to have znus. But if it would be almanas shalotibayli at all, velotinasi, they can't be with this guy at all, so then the Chum would agree that at shir, he brings rise, that would be the case. So even on the tzad of almanas, it's only if the almanas is not completely limiting her to this guy. But if it would be completely limiting to her, it would be a problem. But then at the end, Tosfos brings rise the other way around. But really, he concludes not that way. It's a little bit telling. The Gemara is coming up. Maybe we'll mention it in the sugya later on in Pegu. Okay, anyway, that's just in terms of almanas, says the Gemara Vayter. So this whole assumption, which we just proved now, that the whole machloikes in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, is only revolving around the case of chutz, but by almanas, everybody agrees that it works. The Gemara says, that's true in the Mishnah, but masnisan deloki aitana, our Mishnah, now that we've concluded this way, is therefore not like the Tan of the following price. The Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudal, and Achlu, Rabbi Lazar, Chachamim, Alam, Megarashes, Ishto, V'omel, Arein, Muteres, Tachol, Adam, Chutz, Miploni, She'en, Megarashes. Fakir, this price says that when it comes to Chutz, everybody agrees that it doesn't work. Even Rabbi Lazar agrees that it doesn't work. Alman, Echlu, what are they actually arguing about? Alam, Megarashes, Ishto, V'omel, Hareat, Muteres, Tachol, Adam. Almanash, Shaltinasi, Leploni. When you use the Lashon of Almanas, there we have the Machlokes. Shabilazar Matir L'chol Adam Chutz Me'oso Yish. Shabilazar says that's fine, the Tanai works, and therefore she's divorced, assuming she doesn't marry this guy. The Chachamim Oisrim. The Chachamim say, no, it's Osir. It doesn't work. It's not my time, the Rabbi Lazar, what's the problem? Rabbi Lazar Midid Abakol Tanai, the Alma, that's Bashir, right? We said earlier, that's the Svar. That it's like old Tanai. So what's the problem? The Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, called Tanai, the Alma, lo Shir Lebeget. I want to say no. Normally, a Tanai is not withholding anything in terms of the get. Normal Tanai is not affecting the gerushin. As Rashi says, Nimta Shlohitir get ze lecholadam. This get, the purpose of the get is to be matir lecholadam. This is not accomplishing that. A regular Tanai, she's mutaris lecholadam. There's a Tanai, an outside thing that's going on. Shaking over here, it's actually affecting the get itself. It's being Mashiach in the Atzal Gerishin. It's going to be a problem. Tan Bishmak, the top Tais over here asks, Bishmak Akasha, that it's Pashup Shah. It sounds like from our Gemara that even while the Akronim speak about the Mashos Medaik, where Tosa saw this, but Tosa is assuming that when the Gemara here says they're based on the second price, their Belezer is Matya Lechol Adam, Chut Me'o Sa'ish, the implication is that she can get married right away. She's allowed to get married anyway. Just don't marry Bob. Go ahead. You got to get. Go ahead and marry Bob. Even while Bob is alive, she can get married to anyone else, just not to Bob. So Frek Tosfos from Rabbeinu Shmuel, that we already had the Gemara earlier in Ayin Daled, that any time the husband divorces his wife with a get, he said, let's say, Tindli Masayim Zuz, so the halacha was, the get is chal, but ula achel otimasi achitite. We don't allow her to get remarried until she gives the money, because what if she doesn't come up with the money? It's going to turn out a terrible situation. The get's going to be batel, kids will be mamzer. So even though be'etzem she could marry, we won't allow her to marry. And here it's mashma, then no, she can get married right away. So he gives a Gishmak HaTeretz, he says that by the Masayim Zuz, there, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that she's not going to have the money. She thinks she's going to just plan, yeah, you know, I'll put it in the bank, I'm going to invest in real estate. Right after COVID, it'd be a great move, and everyone's going to lose their money. I in the mishpacha last week, right? And she figures out a lot of money, and everything's going to be great. And then she loses the money. So now she has five kids, and she can't cough up the 200 shekel, and it's going to be bad news for the Jews. So Masayim Zuz is not really in her control to do. And also, Tosa says in a similar case, by Shiloh Tiboyli, which was the second kash she asked from the Gemara later on Peidalit. So there also, we're afraid. If she says, Almanas, that I'm not going to be together with this guy, so there also, maybe the guy just be honest her, and then it's too bad for her. Mashenkin, in our case, we're not afraid there's going to be a kiddushin shalomidaita, because that doesn't happen, right? She has to acquiesce to the nisun, so she just won't do it. So here, totally within her power to not get married to Bob, so there we'll have to do it. So the only din, so it's really Tosa and Nuchidish, like more earlier, the whole din that we wait for the tonight to be niskayim is only when we're afraid that something might go wrong that's out of her control. I'll shake it over here. Everything's there. She won't get married. So maybe that's not a problem. Yeah.